Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 8 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Deadline for spring pre-registration is April 21st. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Singer-songwriter Elizabeth Moen is having a moment right now. She just got back from an extensive national and international tour and is already booking dates for the next one. She released a new album, A Million Miles Away, at the end of last year, and views for her submission for NPR's Tiny Desk Contest are going crazy. She grew up in Vinton and lives in Iowa City. If she can say she lives anywhere right now, and she's in the studio with me. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so happy to be here. This is awesome.
Would you start us off with a little bit of music? This is the song that you played for the Tiny Desk Contest. It's called Headgear.
So, yes.
Awesome.
Yes. All right.
In the morning were coming from my dreaming, but my lover told me I'm just grinding my teeth while I've been deep sleeping. I thought my eyes were tired in the afternoon from the sunbeam, but I stopped crying time and did some relay. How about that? I figured it out. I talk about it now sometimes. Oh, but what about? I thought my buzzing on the bad times wouldn't come back in the late evening, but when it does, I let myself go through all of those bad feelings. Well, how about that? Well, how about that?
Awesome. Elizabeth Moen performing her song Headgear, which, as I mentioned, is really making waves. That was your submission this year for NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. And this is the fourth time you've entered the contest, right?
Yeah. It's always a great way to get content out there. I'm so busy, and I think a lot of people, they're so busy, writing and going out on the road and doing shows that you forget that, and making music videos, but live videos are really important to have for fans and also for, you know, submitting to venues. Yeah. You know, that when you're trying to get booked somewhere, they're like, music videos are great, but we need a live video to see what you're actually gonna sound like. And yeah, so this contest is just a great way for so many artists to get
all over the place
to kind of like be like, oh yeah, crap, I need to get into gear, I need to post a video.
Well, and last week NPR posted that yours was one of the videos they just couldn't stop watching, one of the top five this year in the contest. So how exciting is that?
It was, I received an email and I just kind of, scrolling through. I woke up, scrolling through my emails, and I was like, what is this? And then I clicked on it. I was like, oh, cool. And I immediately sent the link to the article to my bandmates. And some of them didn't respond right away just because they were at work. They were busy. Right. But when they finally did, they're like, what?
That's fantastic.
My guitarist responded like the next day. And he was like, whoa, this is great. I'm like, yeah, you really missed the
boat, moment.
But it's great.
It's still exciting the next day.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that you're Iowa City based. You grew up in Vinton. When you were growing up in Vinton, were you the girl at the school with the big voice? Was that part of your identity then?
No, I actually, I love Vinton, and it's a good small town, but there, and I think a lot of people can agree that sometimes in your small town, there's this unnecessary competitive attitude, and in the music department, there was definitely that. And so I actually felt very small. My voice felt small to me because anytime I would try and put myself out there and try and get like a role for the musical, I'd end up being like a nun in the back row of the choir for Sound of Music. And it's like, what? But it kind of, so when I was in high school, I didn't really feel like I could put myself out there with singing and playing my guitar, aside from when some friends would come over, we would, you know, they would make me feel comfortable. And I'll never forget, I had like a handful of friends over, and we were hanging out in my basement, and they were like, play us a song. And I think I sang like a Gnarls Barkley cover, and they were like, whoa. I was like, yeah, cool.
So, shades of things to come.
Yeah, but it was really when I got to Iowa City that I started to make friends who, and I had friends in high school who obviously supported this, who I'm still friends with today. But it was the Iowa City art scene that made me realize, whoa, this is a thing that a lot of people here do. This is a thing that is definitely supported by this community. And it was thanks to my friends I made here who inspired me to go to an open mic at the Mill. I was like, no. They're like, go, just sing a couple of the covers that you are always singing when you're rolling silverware. And I was like, okay, go.
What did you perform that first time? Do you remember?
I think Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones, which is still one of my go-to covers. And Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. Those are the ones I can remember. But then I started songwriting, and I started doing those instead. And
how did that transition happen for you? Because I can imagine that's a very vulnerable moment to perform a song you've written for the very first time.
Oh, it was terrifying. It was at the Mill, at the open mic. And if I remember correctly, I only told a few of my friends that I was going to sing an original. So I just didn't, I'm pretty sure I didn't even preface it. I just kind of played it. I was like, ooh. And people liked it. And there is a big difference in singing a cover and making a song your own. And I was most scared to write lyrics. I was afraid of coming off as cheesy. I was afraid. I I think most people have this fear, and it's a fear that I'm still working on because it's an unnecessary fear of not feeling good enough. And I just, there are so many amazing writers in this community that I was like, oh, there's no way. I mean, I didn't feel good enough in my small town. How could I feel good enough to write lyrics in a bigger city like this?
Well, you just rocked a song that you wrote about your mouth guard.
Yeah.
So clearly you let that go at some point.
Oh, I let go of that feeling when it comes to lyricism when a friend of mine was like, I'm a poet now, and I didn't think I was going to be this, but all of a sudden I decided, like, yeah, I can do this. And then I was just sitting in my apartment at the time. It's like a studio above Basta, that Italian restaurant downtown, and there's this bird outside, and I was like, oh. And then I just started writing, and it felt good, and it made sense, and when I showed it to my friends, they were super supportive, and I just kept rolling with it. Yeah, and now I used to, like, the first EP I released, it was just 8 songs about, like, romantic relationships. And I think those kind of songs are important, but I'm trying to delve into songs about other things. I've been writing, songs for friends, songs about, things from my childhood, songs about my small town, songs about my mouth guard. Which is also about, how do you go? It's kind of like a song where you just pat yourself on the back at the end of a day, even if you're feeling anxiety or depression or anything. You made it through the day, so just put your mouth guard back on and go to bed because you did it. And sometimes you gotta
do that.
You gotta do that. Yeah.
You just got back from tour, and you, in going on this big tour, you also gave up your apartment. You got rid of most of your belongings. You are a couch surfer these days.
Yeah. It's great.
That's quite the leap. Was that a scary thing to do?
It actually wasn't, and it may be the realization that maybe it's a scary thing to do will click in a couple years. But for now, I've always been, I go with the flow. I was a foreign exchange student in France when I was 15 for a year, and then I came back to Iowa, and high school, there's only so much I could do, but especially when I travel, and I mean, that's how I ended up making bandmates and friends over in Dublin. It's like, I just showed up and a bartender told me there was an open mic. I went to it. I waited until 2 a.m. to finally get to sing a song, made some friends. They ended up like coming to Paris with me on the drop of a hat. They're like, we'll meet you at the airport. I was like, no, you won't. And then they did. Just like, I think the go with the flow attitude but also trusting your instincts, and if a situation does feel weird or uncomfortable, saying no to those things, but saying yes to as many musical opportunities as possible, and has helped me just say yes to many couch surfing opportunities. We aren't staying with complete strangers. It's always like someone's relative, someone's friend of a friend whose friend vouched for them. It's never a. I make a point to make sure that my bandmates and I are always going to be staying somewhere on the road that everyone feels comfortable staying, because that's important. But just kind of.
So from my perspective, looking at what's going on in your career right now, it really does feel like you're having a big moment with the Tiny Desk contest, with people seeking you out for this next tour that's coming up, with you know, there seems like there's a lot happening, possible representation. What are you feeling right now? What's next for you?
I feel, I feel very grateful, and I feel like this is the first time. Last week when I received that email, I've been so busy just working. You know, last year I booked us like almost 200 shows on my own.
Wow.
And, you know, traveling all the time and writing songs and like trying to get them out there. And it was the first time where I could sit down and look back and appreciate what I have done. And that was an important thing to do. And I think a lot of us don't do that. And when you finally look at the accomplishments, it made me very happy. I can sincerely say, and I haven't said this sincerely in a while, but I'm just feeling very happy right now. And
that's great.
It just makes me want to keep writing and, you know, eventually put out the next record. I have a feeling that the next record is going to be whatever this moment is. I hope it just takes us to continuing to make moments like this. I don't know.
It's a big moment, and we will be watching. We will be listening. Will you play us out? We have just about a minute left. Would you play something as we go out today?
Yeah,
I've been talking to singer-songwriter Elizabeth Moen. She'll be performing at the Hinterland Music Festival in St. Charles in August, at the Englert Theater in Iowa City in September. And, of course, you can see her Tiny Desk Contest entry online right now.
Humming nonsense, scratching your head, one leg over you in your small bed. The wall is cold, so I'm wrapped up in dark matter that we can't touch. 'Cause a million